Yes.
Of course.
Carney Joe.
Carney Joe. Well, let it go.
This guy calling to a politician office, and he said, could I speak to the head hogger? So the secretary said, listen, we do not call our leaders that name. The guy said, I was thinking of donating $5,000. She said, okay, hold a minute. Okay, hold a minute, Porky just come through the door.
might be Percy the Pig. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. You know, you I remember used to get these jokes from this particular caller on a weekly basis. Used to look forward to them. So very grateful to have the return today. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Corey. I'm calling to talk about the ministry. It is the Ministry of Labor, BECCS.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Right. I just want to congratulate Kathy. She's the person who always answers the phone all of the time. Each time you call down there, Kathy is there to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. I actually went down there and seek her out to find out who she was. So I want to say good afternoon to Kathy, as well as Joyce Jones, who was very helpful to me when I came down there, and to all the wonderful staff down by the Ministry of Labor at Warrens. They are doing a wonderful job.
Fair enough. Thank you for that.
And the second point, I want to talk about the coronavirus.
Go ahead.
I'm here wondering, right, since we are supposed to be ready when the virus, in case it comes here to Barbados, if they are at the schools, right, if now one of the subjects will be that you have to be training the children in the hygiene, the hand washing, making sure they don't put their hands in their face, anything like that, because we don't want to wait in case something happens and then we are scrambling. Because for me, I didn't realize how much times I used to put my hand in my face. So now I'm doing a dry run on how I'm going to get it done in case something happens. I think that is something that each family should be practicing. Because it makes no sense only one person in the household doing the right things. Because if you have other people living with you in your household and they're not doing all the correct things, then one body is going to make bad for everybody. Right?
You're correct there.
And I also want to talk about the ad that they brought over about the coronavirus, which does not make any sense to me. Now, they're saying, if you are a low-risk person, they allow you to go back home. And if you live with other family members, you are supposed to know to keep yourself divided from them as much as possible, which does not make sense to me. Because if you go around them, because of course you're going to go around them, you can't isolate yourself from family members, they're going to be going out as well. And it's only afterwards they will find out whether they have the symptoms or not. So I'm just wondering what sense that makes. So you don't know what is your take on that?
My thing is obviously when I think what surprised a lot of people in relation to this coronavirus, as you said, teaching people about hygiene, a lot of people thought or took for granted that these are things that people should ordinarily be doing, disease, virus or not. Things like washing your hands and so on. But I guess that we become so complacent that we've not been thinking about these things. And only when these things prop up that we are reminded of our teaching from primary school, about washing our hands before and after meals and all these different things.
What you do.
Supposed
I'm
to do.
Talking about the washing your hands. I mean, keeping your hands from your face. Because I always thought that I was a hygienic person. So now you can't put your hand in your face. And that's a big challenge for me because I'm rubbing my eyes, putting my hand in my face. And I actually bought hand sanitizer for the first time. Yep. On Monday.
No, a lot of these things selling good now these days. No, I could imagine.
I'm no standard. I'm Corey.
But no, the thing is, though, in all seriousness, these are things that this is why we're saying we took for granted. We thought that everybody knew these things and did these things. You are taught these things from primary school, and we've just let them go. And it's only when these things, like, you know, corona or whatever comes up, that we are reminded to go back to them. These are things that we're supposed to be doing.
Right? Mm-hmm. That if by chance, God forbid, it has to come here, that we do, that we take this thing very serious, and we do not wait to when 100 people get infected to decide that we are going to shut down everything. Because when you have one case, that one case already infected 10, and that those 10 already infected, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that we supposed, that it's supposed to take a firm grip when something like this happens,
mm-hmm.
shut down everything. It's better to shut down everything and save lives than to have business as usual, we're going book partying and everything. I think that schools should be shut, everything should be shut down, except the, you know, the essential services. And if you don't have no reason to be out, you should not be out.
For me, the question is, how do you get the public to take it seriously? Because
I have taken this thing so serious, because as I told you, I did a dry run, and I realized that I put my hand in my face, and that's something that I never paid attention to before. But you know how I realized that I may be paranoid about it?
Mm.
On Monday, I got in a van, and you will not guess what greeted me on the van, a whole van load of tourists. Corey, I will not tell a lie. All I could be studying about when I get home from the van, I hope nobody in here from Italy, I hope nobody in here from this place, and the next, and the third.
Mm.
And that drive was terrifying straight to town.
I can't play a hypocrite here, because I tell you, when this thing first became a hit, the headlines, I was in Trinidad, and on my way back in, I saw two people looking like Chinese, and my nose started to run immediately just on the sight of these two people. So I had to really check myself and say, Corey, relax, you know.
And I was like, if this is so terrifying, I never hear yet.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece told me the same thing. She went, it's your fat. So I know that there are some people who actually are taking this serious.
Right.
But I would like all of us to take this serious. And another point too, I was told that the best thing to do is to build a strong immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that everyone is following that, building a strong immune system.
There you go. That's a very good point, Carla. Because for me, there are some people who get really, really frightened. I have a friend, his name is Shaq. When these things going wrong, he started to panic. He started to do all kind of crazy things, right? But the average person, for me, don't really take these things serious. One of the things that we could take comfort in is that the government says, you know, we had a show here with the minister, chief medical officer, etc., who said, listen, at our ports, we have these, they're outlined, they're using the entire show to outline the many, many things that they have in place for these things. A lot of things that we are not aware of. Now, when you go beyond the officialdom and you go to the everyday Barbadian, what measures are they putting in place? Okay, a couple wearing masks. I see a couple people wearing masks. Some people buy hand sanitizer.
And it's not that effective.
Right.
So your immune building, the strong immune system is very important. You can wear your mask, and when you go back home, you're going to want the family members who are wearing the mask.
Don't tell that to the people that are selling the 45-cent mask for $80 in other parts of the world here. Don't tell them so, because they're not waste to them.
That time my nose was scarf.
Mm. So,
and another, I forget the other point.
Let me deal with the point you made before, and hopefully that won't come back up. Is that they have a website, they say frequently asked questions, things that people can do. We talked about the website. How many people went and looked? How many people researched coronavirus for themselves and started to take measures in place? These are things that would indicate to you that people are taking it seriously. Unfortunately, there are many people who take things seriously only when it's at the doorstep, and sadly, many times when it's too late.
Because actually, right, for rebuilding our immune system, right, takes time. So you can't go and buy anything. You're staying there, it's here, and think you're going to build a strong immune system. It's going to take time in building it, because I actually was talking to my doctor, and he was telling me about using, but making sure you use vitamin C.
Correct.
Zinc, selenium,
mm-hmm.
and also a probiotic, which is very important, because I understand that your immune system starts, if you have, a good immune system, you must have good digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So a probiotic's really will help in that area. So I'm hoping that everybody is going to be building a strong immune system, because this thing will only work if everybody played their part and take it serious. It can't only be the government. All of us must take it serious. We must be there. All the household should be showing their children, because the children are going to be very easy in contracting this as well.
Yep.
So you should be training your child and every day doing it, because it's going to take time to get it. Right?
Good.
So that's all I have to say.
No, thank you. I think it's a good call. I think what you would have done is raise the alert level in some people, you know, in terms of the hygiene, putting their hand in the face, going out, and not only getting hand sanitizer, but getting some vitamin C to build up their immune system. So all in all, I thought it was a great call. Thank you very much. Don Rastas, good afternoon. 20 minutes after 1, we're on the last burst. 40 minutes to go before we strike up the band and head on home for this Wednesday edition. You're on the air, caller.
Good afternoon, Corey. How are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
Not too bad, you know.
All right.
Are you okay, man? I was there listening to you and Fabian Sargent just now. And you feel to be a good advisor, you know. You know that song? You know a singer named Vince Gill?
No, please.
You know a song named Look At Us?
You want to sing a part of it for me? Let me see if we can catch the rhythm.
I'm not sure. I'm not too good with that song.
Oh.
I'm very, very good with many others.
Okay.
But this,
I don't know the song, though.
Okay. But this song called Look At Us. Now, and when I said that you feel that, why didn't you tell Mr. Fabian to look at you and your wife? Look at us. I find that the problem that men are having is...
To me, no, I don't think that. I think you would have missed what the discussion was about. A lot of the...
No, you... Wait.
All right, you go ahead. I know where you're going, but I got to let you go there.
The problem... I know you know where you're going. Mm-hmm. The problem that men are having is that they are fighting to see children that living somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
that... I don't want to be too facetious. That... Their names were called for. That's what I'm saying. But you living somewhere else. And when they say, look at us, before you start getting children, try and live together in one house, man.
Mm-hmm. But you would admit that sometimes people would do that and it still wouldn't work out. No, some people would be married.
We're talking about the one that work out.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about the one where...
The best practice. Let me call it the best practice.
Yes.
Good. I wait you there.
Start that way first. If you don't start that way first, you can possibly look at problems down the line. And the thing I want to mention, when you start to get children that kind of way, and you live in somewhere else, and starting another relationship,
mm-hmm.
where are your money spending? You are you concerned about... Are you contributing to the upkeep of that home where your child is living? Are you responsible in a way for the utilities?
Let me jump in and agree with you, right? Let me jump in and agree with you that a lot of the problems we have in society as a whole is born out of this disagreement between mother and father, woman and man. I see it so many times. It creates a lot of social ills in the country. Okay? Confusion galore. Confusion. Right? But let me stop here now. In terms of what Fabian and other men's groups in Barbados, they have to do, they have to look at what you're talking about, which is prevention. But we also have to acknowledge there are a number of men and women in specific situations right now. We can't turn back the hand of time. And those organizations need to address that. So, for me, that is what they are doing. Now, part of their program can be addressing it in a way where we look to rustle it to the ground. And I always tell young boys and young girls when they're dating and the thing, look, if you're really serious about dating and you're not just lusting, when you are dating, you should be looking for a partner that can parent your child. Don't just look for somebody because they have a nice shape or they smell good today. You have to look for somebody and understand, if I'm going to live with this person, as you are saying, that these are the type of qualities that I will want this person to have. That's number one. Number two, we have to acknowledge that in a changing society, there are people out there that will never or do not want to commit to no one person. they want to hit and go, and it will cause these problems. Because they don't be looking for children, they'll be looking for sex. And then sex sometimes brings pregnancy. And then pregnancy a lot of the times is what is bringing the children. They're never looking to bring children. They was looking to have a good time.
When the children come, when the children come, accept the responsibility of the issues that will come along with it.
Agreed.
I am saying, that, this is what I'm saying. If you are in that situation, wait till the child get about 12 or 14 years, then to see it. Don't want to see it now. It is 2 and 5 and 9 at primary school. The mother is going to have responsibility of that child, and she will do what she wants to do to prevent you from seeing it. So if the child get 12 or 13, it will still be the child you want to see. Don't fight it now with no legal system, and don't want the court to put no strong hands from a woman, from a mother who will let you see the child. Keep yourself quiet and let the child get 12. Man, we want to see it now. You live in somewhere else. Your money is spending on the utility, water, telephone, and things that child is experiencing or enjoying. You putting a piece of money at the court and I'm making noise because you cannot see child. The mother is right to do that because you put she in a struggling position because you are not living there. You live in Salvation and spending money on another woman or on her children, and you making noise about seeing your child. I don't agree with that. The women are right not to let you see them if they don't want to see them at that point and age. This is what I'm saying. So the men's support group can help you. And I want you, Corey, to do. Bring Marsha Hines Lane in the studio with Fabian Sargent and let me have a discussion and understand where the problems are and see how the children can advise on fixing it. What do you think about that?
So I think so many things of what you just said that I can't even start. This is a call we had a conference or something. I can't respond. I don't know if they got any men on the line I could put with you. But another time we can conference and probably put you on with Fabian. And as you said, a lot of people have been actually calling to get people like Fabian and Marsha and Cammy and everybody in the studio. I don't know. That one would be admission by fear. You got to be a paper listen, not pay-per-view event, because I believe it will generate a lot of interest, a lot of information, or a lot of fireworks. Either way, that can be a pay-per-listen event. But I want to thank you, though. My thing is, I don't share the view with you that a father should just put some financial support. I think that any right-thinking father should want to be there for their children emotionally as well, you know, be with them as they grow. You know, take them out, put an ice cream here and there, you know, to do things with them. Not wait until they're 12, because by the time they're 12, they may not recognize you and you may not recognize them. So I think it's very important for both parents to be in the life of the child. In the ideal world that you're talking about, and a world that I like to as well, to live under the same roof, make a contribution and so on. And if that can't happen, the second best option really would be to live amicably, understanding what's in the best interest of the child. A lot of the times, these things go off the rails because one or the other, both partners get another relationship. You're not with them, but you still feel a way, a hole, that they're with somebody else. And all of that is taken out on the child, unfortunately. But we're going to pick up this conversation some more. I want to thank you for putting that there. Sure, a lot of people can got a lot to say about that. If we're going WhatsApp at all, it can be crazy over there. 28 minutes after 1 o'clock, we'll be right back.
Hi.
28 minutes before 2, let's get in some of these messages here. Someone is saying the BDF used as drivers and sentry might be incorrect, making the incorrect suggestion because they are for defense of the island. Police maintain law and order. Each force have their unique role. This one was saying, was looking at some pics on social media. Yes, the females are half naked and the males are fully dressed with hearts racing and all. This one says, it's always a pleasure to hear you. As a parent of a student who's going into class 4 for September, I do hope that Ms. Bradshaw comes up with a suitable replacement that is fair to each and every student. The time has come where we should be assessing students in a more holistic way, not just in maths and English. And they would add composition. I do agree with that. I like the reports that are done in the early lives of students, which talk about deportment, working with others, and so on. I believe that that's a more holistic assessment. Your sports ability, your ability to be creative and all that should go into one report so that everybody shows where they're good and bad, and not just think if you're good at rote are good at math, English, and composition. You're superior, and everybody else is Dempsey Joes. One of the things we should be talking about is the real issues, like if cancellation of flights and cruise ships would affect the tourism industry. Someone else is saying, what parent can't get into a child phone that they're paying for? When it got to be mad. This one says, Mr. Corey, I've argued for many years that the postman cycle should be purchased by the state. That way you can have all them branded the same way and coded and have a special PS and plates that cannot be removed. This one says, Corey, I had to go through my stepdaughter's phone. In a nutshell, that innocent little girl that I took to school on mornings was a completely different person than what I thought. I was shocked and disappointed at what she was doing away from her mother's and mine. From the eyes of her mothers and mine, I won't go into detail, but all parents should monitor their children's cell phone use, Corey. And I want to underscore this. Working with teenagers, I can tell you, for me, I don't want to say majority or not, but I do have a hunch that a large portion of teenagers, they do and talk a lot of foolishness on the phone. A lot of pornography, a lot of sex talk going on the phone. Take your head out of the sand. Get a hairbrush and let's get it together and see what we can do. This one says, we need to stop believing the myth that immigrant workers are paid less in construction. I'm a construction manager and the fact is that they're paid exactly the same. However, foreign workers, especially Guyanese, are so efficient that it is almost always a wiser choice to select, hence the false myth. Factually, construction firms do not hire undocumented workers as before due to new fines that is placed upon us. Mr. Cameron is reminding us, under the DLP, we were told that the DLP should not borrow from the NAS, but the BLP can write off and borrow and be complimented for it. Like Mr. P, we'll not tell about that one. It says, Corey, the crime is with VOB, because I, as a minister, contributed to this University of Brass Stats. I was treated like if I was out of my league. Calling programs allow this good minister to get the feeling of public opinion. Facebook allows you that too. I hope it is not used, well, that's going to point Guyana. I hope in terms of Guyana it's not used to buy weapons, because Guyana might be forced to protect its borders after all these goods will be attractive. Brass Stats, good afternoon, you're on the air.
Peace be unto you, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Corey.
Same to you, my friend.
When I call you Corey, but I should call you Mr. Lane, right?
No, Corey. I prefer Corey 10 times any day.
Okay.
Corey, that's my name.
I want to speak on two things. One about disability, and the other is I want you to take a good, what you call, group for you. You know that gentleman you was having that discussion with just now? About parenting and children and whatnot. I don't know. His voice sounds to me like a voice like my age.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, sometimes when we are young, who would dare to let us know these things?
Mm-hmm. So you agree what he was saying?
You know, he was talking about children and...
Yeah, he was saying that if you don't live with the mother, you should wait till you're 12. Don't fight the woman to see the child between 1 and 12.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my thought on this is that I don't like to get into a one-sided discussion, because we can't throw all the blame on the men and we can't throw all the blame on the women. My point is that sometimes, you know, in a situation where men are not what you call resourceful enough to own their own homes, they have to either live at a mother-in-law or live with somebody related to the girl or something like that. You know, it has a lot of dispositions. So, I mean, it is a discussion that you just can't jump in and say things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because of economic situations and class and color and creed and there's so many things. So we just can't get it regulated because of what... Hey, what I do know from a spiritual point of view, I look at Abraham and his wife Sarah and having to have another child from another woman, confusion was in the house. So what I mean to say is that if we look at that, we see any time that you're going to do make a decision like that, the fact you can look out for confusion. So, Korea don't think that you can say enough, mm-hmm. or you can say enough, or anybody can say enough mm-hmm. to really get that problem solved. That's a universal problem.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That is how I look at it.
That's how it
and
is.
And if I had to talk with you personally,
mm-hmm.
I would believe you would put your hand on your head and run down the road and ask, what is this? Mm-hmm. Because I know you can't believe it.
Wow.
You will be looking to see if you go on your hat or not.
Let you me blow my hat this. Off. Yeah, go on. That's
fine. But you know, some people wear two hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people say some things, but that is not what they do. And that is what you also have to be careful too, because most of the people who come to be speakers and professional speakers and everything, they now speak about things that they should be, but not as it was when they were growing up or something like that, because the same mistake that they are making today or that they see made today, they were children too. And if I could remember, I remember when I was a young man in my 20s, they had a dress code called the midi. You don't know about that, you're too young.
Mm-hmm.
The mini skirt. And I had some same old women today who were going to church with skirts down to the ankle, who would wear skirts up on the waist.
Mm-hmm.
So I know about life, and I had an opportunity to look at life from a lot of different angles. Okay? So we like to talk about things and say things, what things should be, but we forget that we live a life also. You know,
yes.
So I don't want to get into any grass case, serious discussion about that. It might sound good, but try getting it put into practice. Because you know what? Children live what they learn. And the children don't learn it from children. They learn it from old people. So stop blaming the children. Stop getting down on the children. And look at it and see that it is we who are teaching the children, not by word, but by the things we do.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, I was listening to a lady who called you about someone who visited a relative or some person's home and asked for a cup of tea, saying they were dead.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes. That was a good call, but what caused me to speak on it was the gentleman who called to say, didn't deal with the point that the visitor then took the lady some money she had on the table or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I am saying to say is I want to talk about security and what you call thing. There has a piece of equipment that somebody bought me from America. And for blind people like myself or disabled people or something like that, I think it is a piece of equipment that every disabled person should have. It's a piece of equipment that any person that is within your perimeter that comes within a particular distance of you, it will alert you that you have company.
Mm.
And it is controlled only by you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Between your fingers. And therefore, should you get into any kind of difficulty, have a visitor, have somebody, it just triggers an alarm. And this alarm go off and keep just as much noise as the fire trap. You know me.
So even my thing is, I always thought they had a thing that their heightened senses of people who are visually impaired, and they know when people are approaching already. I always was under that impression.
Well, yes, but I mean to say, I look at this piece of technology as really capable, you know, like you always get to know who's around you, whose side are you, how close they are to you, and everything like that, so that nobody takes you by surprise.
Okay. All right, I get where you're coming from. We got to move on. I want to thank you for your contribution and your food for thought. We move on to another caller after the break. This is the Wednesday edition of Dr. Brass Dance.
The hits of reggae, the story of reggae, is told here all month long on VOB 92.9 FM.
As we head for the home stretch, there are no more turns, no more corners in this, not the Sandy Lane Gold Cup that running on Saturday, but the Brass Stats Gold Cup. As we head to the end for today, this one says they live downwind in the Northern Lumber Company in St. Lucie, and every day they got to deal with people burning rubbish. And they have to take medication for sinus and throat problems. And they say, Corey, I am in the evening of my years. This shouldn't be going on. I talk about this all the time, and people... I check it out. I check with the chief fire officer and everything. And my understanding is you got these fires, you're supposed to call the fire station. And if it is, and they're supposed to investigate and see if it is a fire started for purpose. And then they deal with it as a police matter. I think we're going to have to look at how we get this situation dealt with. For asthma, people close, throat problems, sinus, everything. Inconvenience, total public nuisance. Someone's indicated that their bill actually gone up from $180.46 in January to $236.80 in February. But I also read a message there, someone showing the fuel adjustment and the usage is on the bill, and therefore you should be able to calculate, understand is a lot to a usage and not the New York South stock exchange. Someone here asking again about pensioners getting back money that was taken away earlier. They said it started back the monthly payments, but they want to know about the back pay. I made another note of something on that I was supposed to check on that I didn't get to check on. This one says, Corey boy, I normally go exercising on evenings on the boardwalk, and somehow I seem to be seeing more Chinese tourists than anyone else these days. But it's still going. Take charge of your minds, people. We'll be fine. This next one says, in terms of the coronavirus, I see a number of these. People saying they don't have hand soap or soap in the schools. And they would like for the supplies to be placed there so that the kids could wash their hands. That's what I read here. Got this one here more for Larry. This body here asking Larry to play Steel Pucks type rope and Babylon the Bandit. So when Larry get in the chair, he could fling down them tunes. In the meantime, in the between time, good afternoon and welcome down to Brass Stats. You on the air. Good afternoon. Babylon the Bandit, Larry. Larry, when he come in the studio, you know it's time for me to start packing up my Georgie bundle. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hi, good afternoon, Madam P.
How are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I am not fantastic, but I am okay. Corey.
Yes, please.
I am a woman. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. And I am a wise woman. And I can only think of a couple of reasons why any woman would refuse the father of her child to see him. I think it's cruel and unusual treatment. I've been against it. I couldn't do it, and I don't understand how other women can do that to their children. Forget about their vindictive attitude towards the man. They're doing it to their children. Every child has a right to know its mother or father. Even if they're incarcerated, they need to be brought up to that prison to spend time with their mother or father or biological grandparents.
I agree. I was so shocked to hear him say that. I was speechless.
So am I. But I've been on the phone with them. They tied me up. I think you did once with him, and I had really nothing to say to this man because I don't know what planet he comes from. But anyways, I think children, when they're born, need to be have DNA tested.
Me too.
So the father knows from the very beginning whether or not he is the father of that child, the biological father.
They say there are many benefits to that too. You see the DNA makeup, if they have any outbreaks later on in life,
exactly.
And diseases,
any diseases
the
that
loss,
they need to know about, yeah.
You know, killed and identified. So there are lots. That's a no-brainer for me, and I like to see us going that way. I know the excuse is going to be, oh, where the money come from, who can pay for it, or so on. But the cost of not doing it is higher.
They both should pay for it, the mother and the father.
Yep.
You know, especially if, and not every time you name somebody, that's an old nonsensical saying, that if she names him, he's a father. No. She can name a number of people.
Correct.
And why should he find out after supporting financially and emotionally that child for 16 years that child is not his?
But you know the saying goes too, if it ain't there, your name can't call. See?
Well, there's also the saying, mothers, yes, and fathers, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know? But I don't go for all those foolish old sayings. You know, that we're dealing in today's age. We were even raised different. The kids today are being raised differently than we were raised. But that's beside the point. I feel that fathers need to know that because their name is their name by the woman doesn't necessarily mean it's their child. And sometimes women withhold their children from a man because he is not the biological father. Because he's violent.
Or sometimes to weaponize the whole thing. I remember a lady called me off air after we had one of the programs with the men in here. And she said, listen, I know I can hurt each other, yes, but I'm more interested in hurting he. I said, what about each other? He said, no, I'm more interested in hurting he. And hear what he said, Corey. I said, what? People think like that. And not to think that is even one thing, but even to say, to verbalize
she
it.
She said the child was not the... He
no,
was
she ain't interested in the hurting
father.
The child. No, it was the biological father, right? But she was more interested in hurting the man, even if it had meant hurting the child. She didn't care. That's what she told me.
No, that's the day that he should go and file the courts and apply for a DNA test. I mean, men can't sit on their butts and expect women to fight their battles for them.
Yep.
You know, and that goes for you too, Cammie, out there. You cannot depend on us. You don't know how many people back in the day, Corey, well, you were there, you're at VOB, they used to call and ask for me. I've been to court with men, but I'm not there as their mother or the other woman. You're fighting for your child. Correct. You got to get up off your butt and demand that court issues a habeas corpus in order for you to see your child. And the woman, of course, will have to come to court with that child and show cause why you can't see your child, your biological child. This is nonsense that's been going on since I got to Barbados. It needs to stop.
But one of the main things, Ms. P, is this, right? And it's been discussed a lot. When the woman, and I know men who reach out to me personally and tell me, come down to the park, you can see she ain't gonna come. I need evidence and the recording. And they say, listen, to me, this is the point. When they do not live up to this court order that the father should see the child every weekend, what does the parent...
A marshal would have to go to their house and bring them to the court.
Right. And you get them to the court, and then what?
And then what? They should be warned that the next time this father comes to visit his child and you refuse to allow that child to be with them and you have no documented proof suggesting why he shouldn't have access to his child, you will be held in contempt of court.
Right, and that's where the issue comes, because the court, and I could understand it, they don't want to charge the mother. She already struggling to provide for the child. They can't give them a custodial. They can't lock them up, because who can take care of the child? So then,
who takes care of the child when they go into Cape Shepherd and rob and thief the people's clothes?
Then they're forced to become wards of the state.
Forced to.
Then they got to go to the child care board.
It's a matter of a child and a father relationship. So the same way they need to start doing that with a couple. And all you got to do is with a couple. The others will do what they need to do.
Set the example. Anyway, we got 5 minutes left. Thanks, Miss P. Very good contribution. Have a wonderful day. Sluggy's inviting people to this. It go from humming to simming, a creative 10-week musical workshop. Saturdays 9 to 2, Gordon Rock. Free for the youth. You adults pay a little small, 300. I think that was a good program right there. Good afternoon, Corey. My name is Mr. Bess, a retired court marshal. I would like to have a talk with you on this court thing about maintenance, because I am not under the general orders anymore. I call them the slave rules. I'm not under the slave rules anymore, and they got a number here. So I like to talk to these people. Let me take one more call and see if we can get it in. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
This is ready to go. A cop on there, no more time.
Yeah, but you came down the street now, and it's the finish line. It's Corey and Raw. Corey and Raw, and it's Corey by a head.
That spoke about the having yourself the immune system built up. Very good call, lady. And the next thing, quick, when, God forbid, but after the first case in Barbados, that person had dropped from miles straight to the ground. So we're saying that that person would have encountered one or two other persons prior to. So she's very right in trying to check out whoever they would have contacted prior to their.
You call it patient zero.
Eh?
You call it patient zero.
Very, very good call, lady. I agree commend you tremendously. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Corey, you got to get his music. You can't push everything on Larry. You got to help Larry, too.
Listen, if I could have flinged down a tune or two when I do hear what they got some tunes, I would fling down for some particular callers,
I
too.
Like to hear it, man. Back off.
I regard you, too. Thank you very, very much. Let me see if he gets a WhatsApp CD. Extra. It says, good afternoon. It was really Northumberland. That the person was talking about, and appreciate that that particular contribution there. This one is saying, hi, Corey. Why is it that government departments are weeding the grass from the gutters and leaving it alongside the road for weeks? That's something that's been going on when Adam used to go to school, and it's something that I think we should have stopped by now. I can't read all right now, but y'all know the messages and the calls and everything is what made the program what it is and that it has been today. So let me take this opportunity to thank all of you who would have contributed in some way or the other for getting us here at 2 p.m. safely and, you know, with the inspiration and education that has been the program today. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to my technical operator and producer, Michelle Braffitt. Mrs. Michelle Braffitt, I want to thank you very much as well. And of course, I've been your host, Corey Lane. I do enjoy the rest of the afternoon as I hand over to the veteran, Larry Mears, in the building. This has been your Wednesday edition of Dr. Brass Stacks.